Hey everyone, it's me. You know what day it is. It's Monday. Which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. This week we are well over the 200 mark as I've received an influx of questions. So let's just jump in and tackle them so I can get below 100 hopefully by the end of the year. The first question is from Holly. They ask, could you possibly do a COVID-19 video about your girlfriend who is scared to get tested, and you tell her it's okay? Yeah, regarding those, I'm going to be doing a few COVID-19 videos, hopefully in January. Have a few that I have in mind that I really wanted to do. So it'll be probably after the holiday season, but yes, those are coming. Anonymous asks, can you do another 4-hour AMA? I can. Yes. Yes, I can do another 4-hour AMA. Maybe if I don't, if I still have questions outstanding for Get to Know Night, perhaps I'll do a 4-hour AMA. Yeah. Just so I can like get all the questions by the end of the year. That's probably not a bad idea. So we start the year with like a fresh start. It's possible. We'll have to see. But yeah. Anonymous says, do you ever write song lyrics? If so, would you share it and sing in a few audios? I have actually sung lyrics that aren't from any song before. The question is, trying to think, like, if I can remember. I know one came out pretty recently. One's new. I think one came out this month. I think I did it a couple times in the past. I don't know. I'm trying to think which videos. I know Mumble. The Mumble one is one of them. But yeah, I have. Will I do more in the future? I don't know. We'll see. Anonymous asks, when you talked about Jackie, aka Mila Kunis, on the Twitch stream Friday, do you like her acting or find her pretty? Yeah, I think she's Mila Kunis is great. Like she's a fine actress. But I think she's like a wonderful like human being. She's just from what I've seen, she seems like a ton of fun. So super on board with Mila Kunis. I think she's great. Let's see. Anonymous says, do you like when a girl slowly drags her fingernails down your spine? Does it tickle you? Yes. Well, let me answer the initial question. Yes, I think. Yeah, it does tickle me, but in the best way. I think it's soft touching, I think, was the one of the initial reasons I realized I liked ASMR, and I think also I understood like I guess I didn't understand the sensation. I think the first time I really experienced ASMR was watching someone face paint. But definitely soft like touching definitely was like a really easy trigger for me. Soft touching always triggers me in the best way. So, yes. Yes is the answer. Let's see. Anonymous asks, if you ever proposed to someone, like in your recent audio, do you think you'd be nervous or not? I mean, I think you'd be nervous. I think I would be nervous. Even though I think if I proposed to anyone, I feel like I'd only propose if I knew they'd say yes. But even with that in mind, I think I'd still be nervous because, yeah, so it's like a big deal. It's a big moment, and I want to do it right. So, yeah, I think, of course, I'd be nervous. Anonymous asks, when you do an audio and your neighbors hear you or anything else in your apartment, is your neighbor loud and stuff? By the way, do you ever hear them? Are my neighbors loud? My neighbors have been loud in the past, and there've been times where I couldn't record because of it. I don't know if my neighbors can hear me. I'm pretty sure they can't. I try really hard to be in a place where no one else can hear me. So I don't think the neighbors hear me, but I have on occasion heard the neighbors. So, which is okay as long as I'm not recording. Oh, what sucks is when you start a recording and then something gets loud and you're like, oh no, and then you have to stop it, which for me means doing it all over again because I try to do it right the first time. I'm really bad about that. I need to be better about starting things and be like, okay, I don't need to start all over again to make it right. It's the inner perfectionism in me. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you do an audio about period sex? I feel like I have done an audio about period sex. If I haven't, then yes is the answer. I thought I have. Maybe I haven't. I thought I did. I'm trying to think through like everything. If I really haven't, I will definitely do one before the end of January. I'm pretty sure I have though. Maybe I haven't. Let's see. Mochi asks, what house do you associate yourself with in the Harry Potter universe? What zodiac sign are you? And also, thank you for everything. You've helped you a lot with your audios. Oh, well, thank you for listening. I guess for the house, I'm like basically a Slytherin, Ravenclaw for house. And zodiac sign, I think I'm on a cusp. I'm like Taurus and something. I'm on the cusp of a few, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm really bad with zodiac. Zodiac and horoscope. Not something I've looked into that much. Let's see. All right, the next question is from Anonymous. When you were in school, did you ever bully anyone or get bullied yourself? Oh, I didn't bully anyone. I definitely got bullied. But didn't bully anyone. It was mostly through like, it was mostly middle school. I think middle school was the hardest. High school, it was pretty much, I was fine in high school. But yeah, middle school was rough. I feel like kids in that age, during like middle school, so many hormones and you're trying to figure out your place and everything. I mean, you're trying to find your balance in this social hierarchy you've found yourself in school with, and it's a lot of different things. So I get why kids in that during that time can be especially cruel. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people get bullied. It's something that's, I can't imagine it now. I think it must be so much worse now. With like Facebook and online, like there's no reprieve. At least like when I was getting bullied, I could go home, you know, and I could just like shut out the world. But now I don't feel like kids have that kind of like, where do you escape to? It must be much harder now. I mean, at the time for me, it was awful. I hated it, but I think I can't imagine going through it now. I think it would be a nightmare. Okay. Anonymous asks, how are you? I'm doing well. No longer sick. Hooray. Yeah, I'm doing really good. Doing really, really good. I'm excited. It's for the holidays. I'm excited for the new year. I'm really excited for the new year. I just can't wait for the calendar to say something different than 2020. The next question is from Anonymous. Do you think you could pull off long hair yourself? I mean, long hair. Also, how long is your hair and beard these days? The beard is not as long. It was shaved basically at the start of December, so it's growing back in. I mean, I don't know if you can hear that, but. Yeah, and then the head hair is long too. Everything is long. I'm on quarantine still, so haven't seen a barber in some time. Okay, let's see. Let's see. What do you look like when you first wake up? I mean, do you have puffy eyes? Is your hair a mess? God, what do I look like when I wake up? I feel like I'm the last person you should probably ask about how I look when I wake up, because I really don't know. I rarely open my eyes for like the first 30 minutes when I wake up because it's just so hard. I don't know, I probably look like a mess. Puffy Eyes, probably. If I had to guess, Puffy Eyes is probably on that list. Yeah. I just probably look tired. I just look more tired than I usually do, is probably the answer. Let's see. Anonymous asks, you said you wanted to know about the future of Get to Know Night, so maybe stopping at a milestone number before the year ends? That is, if you plan on concluding the series. Yeah, so I put the question to you guys whether you wanted me to finish Get to Know Night, or I guess this is the perfect time to bring it up, or transition to a different series, or what. Right now, it looks like people don't want Get to Know Night to permanently end. They want it to continue in some capacity. Whether that's still once a week or every other week or what, I don't know yet. But at least I know people don't want it to go away, so it's probably not going to go away. I think what will end up happening, more likely, is Get to Know Night will become either a monthly series or a bi-monthly series, with the other 2 weeks being filled by another kind of series. I have a few kind of ideas on it. I have a series of rambles that I was thinking about doing, possibly. There's a few things I wanted to do. But yeah, we'll see. All that's in the new year, but I figured we can at least think about these ideas. I'm going to put them out into the ether and see what people have to say back regarding it. But yeah, I think we're going to be doing either a once a month Get to Know Night in the future, or maybe twice a month with the other 2 weeks filled with another series of some kind. I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. Anonymous, do you know how long it's been since you've been to the gym, or do you lift weights at home? I have weights at home, and I do lift them occasionally. But gym, oh my God. Before Corona, I hadn't been going that much. And then Corona hit, so I haven't been, at least since Corona, so since March of 2020, at least. Let's see. This might be the last question. Anonymous says, when you did the Kinkless 2020 audio, were you turned on and playing with yourself, or were you just something you wanted to do to sound hot in the audio? No, I was playing myself during the Kinkless video, yeah. And then another one. Anonymous, would you plan on up doing an updated version of My Personal Fucktoy? Yeah, I think so. I think I really like that audio. It was one of my favorite Not Safe for Works that I've put out. So it's definitely something I think I'd want to update or take another swing at. Yeah, for sure. But that's it for now. We are below 200, but barely. next week, I'm gonna probably have to chip away at quite a bit more. We might end up having to do that 4-hour end of year audio. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. I think it's an interesting idea. But nothing's set in stone yet. Well, we'll see you next week. We'll see what I have to say. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have a question and you'd like to ask it to me, you're more than welcome to. Just go to the description down below. There should be a little click button that says here, and you click it, takes you to a Google form, lets you ask whatever question you like. So keep the questions coming. I love answering them. And I will see you all next week, Monday, for the next Get to Know Night. Bye, everyone.